on the subject of Ta'anit Bechorot, which is the fast day that the custom of the firstborn is to fast on Erev Pesach. The custom is, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a firstborn, whether it's from the father or from the mother, specifically the males, according to our custom, must or should fast on Erev Pesach to commemorate the fact that the firstborn Jewish people was saved from Makat Bechorot. So in order to commemorate that, we fast. Now, since this is not from the strict fasts, it's only a minhag, we're not saying that to belittle it, Chas v'Shalom, and because of the day that it's on, Erev Pesach, which is a hectic day, where there's a lot of preparations for the holiday, Hachamim were lenient. If one attends a Seudat Mitzvah, that he can break the fast as such. For example, if there was a Brit Milah on that day, and he went to the Milah and he ate from the Seudah, so that's considered, he's permissible to eat and he can continue eating for the rest of the day. Or he went to a Pidyon Ben, or he went to Seudat Bar Mitzvah on the day that the boy became fully Bar Mitzvah. Or for that matter, Al Minhag is, if he went to a Siyum Masechet, which means he came to synagogue, somebody in the synagogue is finishing a Masechet of Gemara that he prepared, that he studied, not that he read, that he studied. And he's going to say the end piece, and we're talking about where you were there for it and you heard the last piece. It's not proper just to walk in at the end and eat what they call in the community the magic cake. This magic cake over here has no source in halakha. Somebody brings you home a bag of cake from the Siyum and you're a firstborn, it doesn't work. You have to be there at the Siyum, and the Misayim, the one that's finishing, has to know what he's reading, and the one that's listening should understand at least the last line of the Gemara that the Misayim is saying. Then it is permissible to eat. If a person was not able to finish a Masechet, but he was able to finish, let's say, one of the six Sedarim of Mishnayot, also with the Pirush of the Bartenura, this can also count as a valid Siyum. It should be pointed out that if a person cannot find a Siyum on that day and he's a firstborn, he has to fast. So therefore, a person should make it his business if he wants to be able to eat on that day, he should find a Siyum Masechet or a Brit Milah, as we said. Of course, if a person is sick or not feeling well or is weak, he does not have to fast on Ta'anit Bechorot. I saw a nice explanation from the Sha'arei Orah that says, why should the firstborns have to fast? On the contrary, they should make a party on Erev Pesach. After all, they were saved. How do we celebrate the redemption? By fasting? It should be a happy day for the firstborn. So he said that we know there's a law. Hayav Adam Naharot Et Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mimisrayim, that we have an obligation to feel and relive as if we actually came out of Egypt ourselves. So he says a theory that the Jewish firstborns were saved, but really they didn't have a zechut to be saved, because we know that just as the Egyptians were Oved Avodah Zarah, the Jews in that generation were also Oved Avodah Zarah. And therefore, when the Gezerah came from Moshe that the firstborns are going to die, certainly the firstborn of the Jews were petrified that they were going to die also. So he says they probably fasted in order to atone for their sins so God won't kill them. So since we have an obligation to relive Yisiat Mitzrayim, so therefore if you're a firstborn, you must fast, because that's what they did in Mitzrayim. So we're commemorating something that was done thousands of years ago by the firstborns themselves in order to save them. So to commemorate that, we fast also. One should keep in Hag Yisrael, and therefore see to it in the community, the different minyanim that are posted to make Siyum Bechorot. If a person has a child, a boy, that's a firstborn, it's a mitzvah to bring him to the shul if he's of age, in order for him to hear the Siyum Masechet. Of course, if he's less than bar mitzvah, and it's hard for him to come to the shul, we could be lenient on a katan from fasting. But the tehillah, the father should go for the son, and listen to the Siyum if the child cannot come.